Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tigers turned some of that losing into draft capital, which is now coming to fruition. And let's go out to the phones, talk about right now, half game up in the Central. He's with MLB.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the show for the first time, Jason Beck. Jason, welcome to the show. You're with Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. How you feeling on this Friday?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Great. Now, here in Baltimore, we lament the Orioles right now kind of bringing up the rear in the American League East. And, you know, they've were bad for a while and turned it into Gunner and Adley and Westberg and Kowser and all of these dudes. But didn't really invest, Mike Elias has it anyway, in pitching. Well, you look at the Tigers, and I know Scooble was a later round draft pick as he had some arm woes coming out of high school, but they did with Job and certainly with Mize, who's going tonight, and they did invest capital in some of their position players too. But what about the risk versus reward when it comes to drafting arms, whether it's high school, collegiate, and, you know, with this max effort stuff, the eventual, it seems, Tommy John stuff?
A lot of the, you know, the pitching picks came out of the previous administration, you know, when Al Avila was GM. You know, they looked at the ballpark. They looked at, you know, how this team plays and what the strengths of this team in this park would be, and felt like the way to build a contender here was going to be through dominant starting pitching. And so, you know, it started really well before Casey Mize. You know, they used their number 9 overall pick in 2016 on Matt Manning, went to Alex Faedo with their top pick a year later. And then, Job was an interesting pick because, in 2021, that was that crop of really good high school shortstops. And a lot of people thought the Tigers would be on Marcelo Meyer. And, they kind of threw a curveball, so to speak, and went with Job. And, they took some criticism for that for a few years. And then when Job got healthy, first of all, but also, honed his pitches, got in the lab and really kind of turned it on a couple years ago, it really kind of flipped the narrative to where, oh, wow, okay, this guy looks like he could be not only a major league starter, but a really good one. And so you're kind of seeing that all come to fruition. Now, they did draft positionally, and they hit on some pretty good guys with with Riley Green in 2019 and Torque being the first overall pick in 2020. But by and large, this started with the pitching.
Yeah, it always starts with starting pitching. That sets the tone. But we just, like you just said, there is this different waves of variabilities of what can happen with starting rotations and pitching with the injuries. But one thing that continues to go with every team is kind of setting a standard, setting a culture. And I'm curious from your opinion now, because A.J. Hinch now in the Tigers, this team looks like a contending team. They look like a team that can not just win the Central, but they believe they can be a serious threat in the American League. Can you just talk about the evolution that has happened there and what you think has been the biggest difference for this Tigers team kind of setting their own precedent for what they expect to be the next few years?
Well, I think it starts with, first, it helps that a large amount of this team came up through the system together. you know, this wasn't really a collaboration of a bunch of free agents. And so these guys have known each other in a lot of cases for several years. And I think this is a team in which players are invested in each other. And so when you have a team that, you know, platoons and mixes and matches as much as this team does, you know, it helps that guys buy into it because they buy into, you know, the common good and in serving their teammates right. Yeah, it's not something that happens a ton, but, you know, it's something where, you know, it's easier to get, you know, guys like Kerry Carpenter on board with not starting every day and sitting against some lefties when he knows the guy who's going to be filling in for him. You know, it helps when, you know, guys are really, you know, running the bases aggressively, going first to third to set up a better RBI situation for the guy after him, knowing, you know, who that guy is. So, you know, there's a good chemistry here. And I think part of that, and you guys probably see it too, I would imagine, is the organic nature of the way this team was largely assembled.
For sure. And for AJ Hinch, I was just even reading some articles from some of his former players. You know, George Springer was saying, I don't know what it is, but he finds a way to get guys to buy in to make you want to run through a wall for him, you know, and then add that into guys that play together. It's a recipe for success. You know, out of curiosity then, when we're talking about patience, and you mentioned Torque a second ago, Spencer Torkelson, who got off to a, you know, people were wondering what his place was going to be on the team. How have you seen him and some of the younger position players handle the adversity? Because that is something that Baltimore is currently dealing with some of their young stars.
Well, it wasn't easy. And, you know, there were some pretty low times last season. I think Torque would admit that. You know, talking with him, and even after he got called up late in the year, you know, he didn't exactly, you know, look like a guy on the verge of a rebound. You know, there was kind of scuffling down the stretch. This team kind of produced offense a lot of times in spite of him rather than because of him. And then, you know, the Tigers emphasized that they wanted to see some adjustments at the plate from him. It really hadn't seen it much last year. And so he went into the off season and, you know, made some subtle tweaks, you know, tweaked his mechanics a little bit to be a little bit more athletic, narrowed his stance at the plate, moved a little bit further back in the box, and really looked more, he's looked more able to react to the pitches and not just sell out on one particular pitch. He's gone up with a better game plan as far as like knowing how opponents like to approach him. You know, you kind of see, you know, a better overall version of him, and it really took off early. You know, he wasn't guaranteed a job out of spring training. I think a lot of people would have looked and said, you know, he's more likely to go back to AAA Toledo or go to another organization to trade than he was likely to you know, break camp with Detroit. But he hit his way on. And the way he hit in spring training, you know, he got his way into an everyday role now to where he's not only playing and in the majors, he's really the focal point of his offense right now. You know, with Riley Green scuffling, you know, Torque is really the guy that you look at and say, you know, opponents look at this guy and say, you know, we don't want him to beat us. And that says a lot compared to where he was at this point a year ago.